One of the many things President-elect Trump promised during the campaign was to dismantle President Obama's signature achievement, the Affordable Care Act. Here's Donald Trump last week at a campaign stop.
Obamacare has to be replaced, and we will do it, and we will do it very, very quickly. It is a catastrophe.
In California, more than 1.5 million people get their health care coverage from Covered California, the Affordable Care program created and managed by the state. Medi-Cal, the state's version of Medicaid, also expanded under Obamacare to cover one out of every three residents. That adds up to more than 12 million people. So what happens to all those folks if the Affordable Care Act goes away? For answers, we've got Chad Terhune. He's senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Chad, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so let's get to what's probably on the minds of a lot of people who get health coverage after Obamacare passed. If it's repealed, could they lose their coverage altogether?
Yes, they could, but the reality is we don't know what's going to happen. Donald Trump, during the campaign, talked a lot about repeal, and Republicans now control Congress, and so I think it's a safe bet that they will repeal it. But we don't know a lot of details of what they're going to replace it with. And I think a lot of California officials at Covered California, people who run the Medicaid program, they're asking all those same questions, too. What is the next Obamacare going to look like? Certainly they're going to repeal it, but are they going to continue to fund an expansion of Medicaid? Will they continue to issue subsidies to people to help them buy health insurance? And right now we really don't know. So for now, the health law remains in effect. Open enrollment is underway for Covered California. There are still subsidies available. I think Covered California is going to try to remind everybody that that help is still there. As for the future, we just don't know what that holds.
Does the word rework work better than repeal?
I mean, I think it's going to be a two-step process. I think in Congress, you're going to see some immediate action to fulfill those campaign promises. The Republicans desperately want to repeal Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, and they will probably pass a law. President Trump would sign that. But it will be a transition period. So they might say, look, we're going to repeal it, but it won't go into effect for, say, 2 years or so, or maybe even 3 years, because this is complicated to craft a replacement. And politically speaking, to take away health insurance and have 20 million people lose their coverage, that could be a political disaster when people go back to the polls for midterm elections 2 years from now, and also for Donald Trump with his poll numbers. So I think Republicans are smart to know they have to have some type of replacement. They will give themselves some time to work that out. And I think what's fascinating now is what parts of the Affordable Care Act do they keep and which parts do they discard? They talk about wanting to make sure everyone has access. There's a very popular provision that no one can be rejected for insurance because of pre-existing conditions. And Republicans have talked about keeping that. The problem is you can't really keep any of these things just in isolation. Would you also need to still have a penalty for people not buying health insurance? Do you still need to have these generous subsidies so people can afford health insurance? So it's like, what do they keep and what do they get rid of? And does it all add up to something that still looks like the Affordable Care Act? It's just not called Obamacare anymore.
If indeed, though, Donald Trump starts to dismantle Obamacare, what's the likelihood then that Covered California goes away as well, and the expanded Medi-Cal?
Yeah, for Covered California, it is a state agency created under state law, so it can continue on without the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, state leaders will tell you without the federal subsidies, without that money coming from Washington, D.C. to help people buy health insurance, it really doesn't work. That is really the cornerstone of the exchanges. I mean, you have 90% of people in Covered California are getting that federal help. So instead of spending $400 a month for insurance, let's say they only spend $75. And the state just does not have that money. I was talking to the California Insurance Commissioner, Dave Jones, and he just said, look, the state doesn't have that in their budget to pay for people's premiums. So Covered California can continue to exist, but without that federal money, I just don't see much of a future. And I think what people are wondering now is, well, maybe President Trump and a Republican Congress continue subsidies, but maybe at a lower level. level. So maybe some people can continue to stay in an exchange, but just not as many. And we just don't know the answers to that yet.
Would Covered California and Medi-Cal still abide by Obamacare rules if the ACA is gone? Would they be able to?
California would have the flexibility, and they already have many of the consumer protections that are in the Affordable Care Act are also in state law. So some of those things can remain. But again, to my earlier point, some of these things do not work in isolation. You cannot have guaranteed access to health insurance, regardless of your medical history, without also, you know, health insurers would not allow that to happen. They're not going to say, oh, you have to take all the sick people, but we're not going to also give you some of the help you would need to cover all that. And again, that generally needs to be funded at the federal level. No state can really backfill all of this, all the assistance that you would need to make a system like that work. So I think, yes, California can continue to have some stronger consumer protections than other states, but I just have a hard time imagining replacing all of Obamacare at the state level. You really need Washington to do something that would apply nationwide.
Chad, just about 30 seconds. What are insurers saying? I mean, they're the ones that are running the programs.
Insurers, I think, are like many people, taking a wait-and-see approach. There are certainly some parts of the Affordable Care Act that they would like to change. But, you know, they spent many, many years getting ready and geared up for this system. And so to have to start all over, I think they're a little frustrated. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, they're going to work with the Trump administration and Republicans, and they're going to try to, you know, lobby for the things that they want.
Chad Terhune, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thanks.